trading is one of those classic elements where it has a very hockey stick orientated career path. Almost the beginner, the most important thing is literally just staying in the game and not destroying yourself and having quite low expectations and becoming one of the old traders, because as this you kind of touched on this already, there's you get bold traders and old traders, but you don't get old bold traders. You have to stay in the game. How would you best counsel someone who's early doors in his career about managing those expectations and appreciating that fact? Because it is a concept of patience, it's a lot of things, but how do we keep him in the game for the hockey stick at the end?
Well, I think it's wise to ask yourself what worked and what didn't work every day, so you hone yourself in and keep refining and mastering your skill. I think it's wise to have mentorship and people who have done it for a long period of time to not have to reinvent the wheel, because foresight's better than hindsight. There's a thing called telenomics where you learn from hindsight like an animal, trial and error, and there's foresight where you can learn from mentorship. The two different trajectories are vastly different. It's also wise to make sure that you ask yourself, can you really truly handle that? If you get emotion, it's beyond your capacity to handle. That's the sign. If you're highly emotional and you're reacting, you stepped outside your comfort zone. So look honestly, videotape yourself throughout the day. Literally watch yourself on the day and look at how you're responding to what's happening in the market. And if you're highly volatile, you're outside your comfort zone. And if you're not having any reaction, you probably can push the comfort zone. So use as a feedback to know what you can handle. My experience is, years ago when I was involved in financial planning, we used to do these little questionnaires. I think it was mainly for the financial house more so than the customer, but we to cover our butts, you might say. But it was basically a questionnaire to find out risk tolerance. And when the market was up, I noticed everybody had a high, strong risk tolerance. When the market was down, everybody was cautious. And I thought, this is not the variable. It can't be what the market sentiment's doing that's determining these people's risk tolerance. The key is what they actually have their assets in. And so I looked and constructed and looked at how they had their assets allocated to determine what their real true risk tolerance was. And I found out if they had some liquidity and they had some base of conservative investments and they worked their way up that ladder of investment of volatility and risk, they were able to handle the next tier. But somebody that had a liquid, but then they just jumped into high volatilities, they usually end up biting and getting volatile. So I always say that you earn the right to risk, you take it methodically, you do it in steps, and you let piggy banks become piggy banks, and you build what is called momentum. That hockey stick is a result of momentum. It's a logarithmic curve. If you just make incremental games, the amount that you get to play in gets to be bigger. And as you do, it starts to make bigger percentages. And if you just methodically stay with it, you can actually do great returns. I mean, if you made a 3 to 6% return every single month and just kept doing 3 to 6% and just kept doing little bitty incremental things every single month, that's enormous. You double your money in just a few years if you keep doing that. But if you keep wanting to get a 30, 40, 50% return and try to double your money overnight and then crash, and you'll probably have burnout, and you won't probably have meaning. It's wise for any trader to ask, what is the purpose and the meaning, and how are they serving the economy by what they're doing? I really believe that, because people that have meaning in what they do manage their monies wisely, and they think longer term than people that don't find meaning in it, and they're just wanting immediate gratification. So sitting down and writing down, while I'm doing trade, how is that serving the world? And literally answering that question over and over again, so you feel a responsibility for your role in this world, so you want to master the work, and not just about you and making a fortune.
That's fabulous, because that's going to be the foundation of your patience. It's going to be the foundation of your emotional management. And I can't get away from the feeling, having listened to your work, that this is very essential pre-game preparation. And it's so important that it probably isn't pre-game, it is the game in essence. Because if you get all of this properly grounded, even on an average trading system, I believe you'd probably be better off than someone with an outstanding system, but without that emotional state.
And you got to be careful about thinking that you've got this secret, this massive secret you figured out. I see this very commonly. That I'll get a broker will come to me and say, I've got this new thing that nobody's figured out. I've figured it out. And their mind starts to grandize themselves thinking they do it. And then they're trying to force the market into fit that. They're trying to force that market into that little model that they've come up with. wiser to stick to the basics. They've been around. We learn things as we go, and there are new things coming along, but a lot of them are the same things that we just keep having to learn again.
Getting repackaged.